something that like totally covers all of the end.
Yeah, and that way they can do what they need to do here and then.
So just to be clear, are we starting at now or at 7?
We start the first two items at 6. So let's clear it up.
Yeah.
So we'll start the first two items since Chris isn't here because I explained to him earlier.
Okay.
So we'll start it as soon as we can at 6, whatever it would be. And then we'll hear the first two items, right? Go through the agenda, how it's posted, everything on here, and then recess until 7, so that way we can then hear 3 and 4.
Which means you gotta hang
okay.
Yeah, which means, yeah, whoever's here for the
monorail
boring one, then you have to wait. Because that way it becomes fair with the people that received it at 7.
Sure, okay.
We blame it on the summer slump. I feel like my brain is melting. I can't think straight in July.
I can also add it on the, like whenever you just ask stuff from staff or whatever, I can say it there as well, so that way it's on the record.
Well, that sounds good. Well, I'll just go ahead and get started now. I now call the Winchester Town Advisory Board call it now. Today is July 28th, 2026. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll go through introductions. My name is Chris Hooper, and to my left,
April Mensch.
And to my right,
Brad Evans.
And then let's see, the county liaison,
Javier. Office.
And then let's see, the secretary.
Allison Acosta.
And is there anybody from planning?
Jennifer Wesley from planning.
Okay, thanks. The next item on the agenda is the public comments. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please go to the speaker's podium, which will be to my right, your left. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any members of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Now we move for the approval of the minutes from the last meeting, which was on July 14th, 2026. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. Motion passes. Now we move to the approval of the agenda today.
Is it a public comment?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are there any public comments? Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes.
I'm Erin Gallis, 222 Karen Avenue.
Well, is this related to an item on the agenda?
Yeah, 3 and 4. So I spoke with Javier. I understand that 3 and 4 are going to be held until 7 p.m. However, I don't know who else from our complex, which is over 625 units, also got the missed time notice about this evening's board meeting. So I'd like to voice concern with regard to that. I don't know. 1 and 2, and it's a notice issue. I don't think it's a problem.
Thank you. Are there? I'm sorry.
We can address an informational item.
Information items?
Yeah. No, I'm not saying to move forward. I'm just saying.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Does anybody else have any other public comments? Okay. We've already motioned to approve the meeting, the minutes from the last meeting. Moving on to approve the agenda for today. Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next are the informational items. We're gonna speak to that.
So just like was mentioned earlier, the items 3 and 4 were noticed at 7 p.m. and talked it over with staff, talked it over with our Winchester Town Board. What's gonna happen is the meeting will move forward right now as it's going. We'll hear items 1 and 2.
Are you okay with me?
Let them, you know, deliberate, finish whatever needs to happen in the conversation. And however that goes, and then recess until 7 o'clock. So that way 3 and 4 can be heard, because that's when people were told to be here. So that's what's gonna happen.
That's it? Okay.
Can I miss anything?
I think that was it. Okay, just double checking. Now I move the planning and zoning portion of the agenda. Item 1 here is item WS-26-0357-GTL Properties. Waiver of development standards to allow a new power pole on 6.38 acres in an RS2, which is a residential single family 2 zone. Generally located north of Karen Avenue and east of Burnham Avenue within Winchester. Is there anybody here representing?
Yes.
Okay.
Good evening. Mark Mulhall, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. So it's the northeast corner of Karen and Burnham. It was previously approved for 56 homes back, I think, October of last year. So essentially what happened was the site was previously zoned for commercial, and sorry, I only have 11 by 17, but so there was an underground power line running to the commercial north of the site from the existing overhead power line. That existing power pole is located on the adjacent parcel to the east, so we would need permission or an easement to be able to run it underground from there. We were not able to obtain that. So working with NV Energy, we have a power pole on our site within the common element that will just hook up with the existing power line. So no new power lines there. And then ultimately it'll be ran underground. So that was worked out with NV Energy. It's what we have to do to be able to deliver the power. And then to the north parcel, we'll run underground around the subdivision rather than through. But happy to answer any questions that you all might have.
Okay. Now I move to public comment on this item. Any questions from the public? Doesn't look like it. If you could stay up here, sir,
yeah.
The board might have some questions. Any questions from the board?
Yes. Can you elaborate on why you weren't able to get the easement to put it underground?
Yeah, my understanding is just the conversations with them, I think, fizzled out in terms of there just wasn't a willingness to grant the easement. Maybe there was just some confusion about what the easement actually entailed, but it got to a point where in order to just kind of move the project along, it was made more sense to put the power pole on the site.
I'm just curious, I was reading the write-up on this, and I think if I'm understanding what you're proposing is to have the power line above ground?
No, so it's already existing. So if you're looking, it runs north-south. If you're looking east on Karen, it's a little bit faded. So it's those power lines that are already running. So once again, we're not adding any overhead power lines, just a power pole to connect to those, and then the power lines will be underground as shown here. So this is the existing power pole that's located slightly on the eastern parcel. This one will be just slightly west of our property line, but on our property to where we can just tap into it and then be able to run it underground. This was the previous power line that had to be abandoned because the site's now residential. And so this is already existing. This is the overhead power line. So it's just adding a pole. This is where it already currently runs. So nothing's being added to that. It's just a pole that connects to it. And then ultimately the lines are going to be underground.
Mm-hmm. discussion behind it? Well, is there a motion? Anybody have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. Anybody want to vote any different? No? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Right.
Thank you.
You're
all right. That was item one. Item two, AR26-400068. Bear with me here. Buona Vita LLC. Use permit first application for review for daycare and school. Waiver of development standards for the following. Number one, trash enclosure and two, block wall. Design review for a daycare and school without within an existing building on 1.01 acres in a commercial resort zone, generally located north of Desert Inn Road and east of Seneca Drive within Winchester. Is anybody here representing this? Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just confused about the block wall part because this project was already completed. I thought I was just here for the trash because the block wall's already been erected and a little confused there.
Yeah, I was reading off the agenda here. It mentions one, the trash enclosure, and two, the block wall.
Sure. So a little history. My name is Cynthia Duffy, 1950 East Desert Inn Road. Buona Vita LLC, the owner of the building and the tenant, Children's Learn and Play. We are a preschool and child care. This is a property located on Desert Inn between Eastern and Maryland Parkway. So just a little background. Property was previously a medical facility. We went through all the approvals to get the special use permit to open the child care school. We went through and renovated the whole property. We started sometime in the summer of 2024. We got done with it somewhere in the vicinity of like May, June 2025. So it was a little late for us because when they approved it, they required the trash enclosure. So this was a property that was built in 1992. There is an alley behind this property, and all of the businesses, and it's mostly doctor's office, churches, they all have their trash at the back, and it gets serviced by Republic Service through the alleyway. So this trash enclosure is the same trash enclosure that was approved and built in 1992. So we just, you know, asked for the waiver of standards because I guess it wasn't, you know, what I guess Title 30 was requiring at the time. That's why we asked for the waiver. So I guess when they approved our application, they wanted to just make sure that when we were open, that there were no complaints about the trash, is from how I understood it. So we finally opened in August of 2025. So now we're almost a year open, and we are here to try to finalize this. You know, we have been using this trash. I could complain about all the homeless in the alley trying to get into our trash to eat the food, but we have had no complaints as far as I know. We're very vigilant about making sure we lock the doors from the inside, because if we don't, then we're going to have food all over the place. So it's one of these things where my staff goes in on a Wednesday morning, unlocks it, and then as soon as I get an alert that the trash was picked up, they run out and they lock it. So the doors are never swinging open. You know, that's actually a secondary thing for me, to be honest, because we need to get it locked so that we don't have homeless people wandering into our playground, which has happened before. So we are very vigilant on these doors every Wednesday when our trash gets picked up. So we do have trash service once a week every Wednesday. So as far as I know, we don't have any complaints. And as far as the block wall goes, if that's on there, the block wall's already been built. This was at the front-facing part of the Desert Inn Road. I thought it was approved at 6 feet because it was built and we've been finalized. So I'm not really sure about the block wall part. I don't know if anybody can speak about that.
Anybody knows more on that?
It's just the way the report reads. When there's an application for review, the entire report gets brought over, and so this was on your original request.
I remember this from before.
So Sorry?
I remember all this from the original.
Yeah, so later in the report, it's clarifying that the specific condition that you're here to address is just the trash.
Just the trash. Okay, good, because I was yeah, but so original trash enclosure from 1992, still going strong. Where they said we're very vigilant about making sure those doors are closed every time we get trash service. So if anybody has any questions or any comments about our trash enclosure.
Well, open up to any public questions or comments. Doesn't look like there's any. Anybody from the board?
I just want to, I clearly remember having an extensive conversation about these items in the past, so I'm guessing we're just revisiting, so I don't see any need for any in-depth discussion.
In that case, I move to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Well, thank you. Yes.
Recess.
That's items one and two. We will recess until 7 o'clock for items three and four. Thank you.
Still wild complaints on the Shenandoah property that are walking around.
Good. How are you?
And I guess they got cited from like 20 years ago because they were disturbing.
Okay, folks, I'll call the meeting back to order. This is the Winchester Township Advisory Board meeting, starting back up at 7 o'clock after the pause. Moving on to item three. I have UC-26-0373-Hilton Resorts Corporation. It's involving a use permit for a monorail on approximately 21 acres on RM50, which is residential multifamily 50 zone or commercial resort zone and an industrial light zone within the airport envisions AE-60 overlay. Generally located between Sahara Avenue and Russell Road and between Paradise Road and Valley View Boulevard within Paradise and Winchester. I'm assuming you're here to speak on the topic. Very good. The floor is yours.
Awesome. Tyler Fairbanks with the Boring Company, 3987 Paradise Road. It's been a little while since we've been here to the Winchester Town Advisory Board, so I thought giving a Boring Company or a Vegas Loop update, what we're currently operating, what's currently in construction, and then talking through what we're here today to get voted on. So starting with operations, we have 9 operational stations. 5 operational stations are at the convention center. And then we have 4 stations at resorts near the convention center. So Encore, Resorts World, Fountain Blue, and Westgate are all operational. We also have opened up a couple of what we call annex stations, which is a surface drive from the LVCC system to a station. So we opened Turnberry Towers, for example, as a surface drive station as well. The operational system has moved more than 4 million passengers to date. We moved over 34,000 people in one day. So that actually is the top 30 in citywide transportation systems for passengers moved in a day, which with just this small system here, those are very strong numbers. In terms of expansion, the sort of next major phase of this project to open for us is what we call the airport tunnels or the Paradise tunnels. We actually own land down here at 4744 Paradise. We've constructed 2 tunnels from that site, which is near the airport, up to tie into the rest of the system up here. The tunnels are complete. We're just working on sort of final, what we call build out, to get those tunnels open. The goal is to open up those Paradise tunnels, hopefully by the end of August. If we do so, passengers would be able to go, say, from Westgate to the airport in 5 minutes, where 90% of that trip is through a tunnel. So that's hugely impactful for us. We also have a tunnel boring machine tunneling from the convention center over to Wynn West on the north side of the strip. Ideally, once that machine gets to the north side of the strip, at Wynn West, we then continue down Las Vegas Boulevard, hit all the resort properties along the way. The other active tunnel boring machine we have in Las Vegas is going from that site, 4744 Paradise, the one by the airport, and tunneling south to a site even closer to the airport so that that airport connection, which is what we call kind of the phase one surface drive, so that surface drive connection into the airport is even more convenient for passengers. The goal is to build out all of this, this project, which is actually, it's currently as entitled, it's 68 miles of tunnel and 104 stations. This makes this project the largest active infrastructure project in the United States. In total, it's actually 1 million cubic yards of concrete. For reference, Allegiant Stadium was 100,000 cubic yards of concrete. So yes, monster project. And so that kind of leads right into what we're here today for. We've been to the board a few times where we don't modify where the tunnels go, but we simply add stations along the tunnel. And so that's exactly what we're doing here. We've added 16 stations along the alignment. I believe only two are in the Winchester district, which would be the Hilton Grand Vacation Club and Turnberry Towers. When we add stations to the system, it simply makes the system more useful. Reason being, the system is express, which means you go directly from where you board to your final destination. This is not how a metro works. A metro works where you have to stop at every stop along the line, which means as you add stations to a metro system, you'll end up bogging that metro system down. Since our system is point to point, if you have 100 stops and you want to go from 1 to 100, you don't have to stop at all the stops in between, which practically speaking here in Vegas means basically anywhere on this map, direct point to point, when it's fully built out in 9 minutes or less. What we're here today for is for the entitlement of Turnberry Tower Station, Hilton Grand Vacation Club. To add just one note on the Turnberry Tower Station, this is obviously a gated community, so access will be controlled to that station, where only residents will have to build a profile, and then only residents would be able to have access unless they grant permission to a visitor to be able to have access to that station. That will all be built in to our app. And I know that's extremely important to residents of obviously private communities. So that's just one thing to add there. And I think with that, I mean, we're committed to Vegas. We're so excited to be partnering with the county to build this. And if you have any questions, please let me know. But obviously, we request your approval on this item.
Okay, thanks. At this time, I'll open it up for any questions from the public. Yes, ma'am.
Can I just sit here? Or?
It'd be best if you could stand, please.
Okay. Erin Dillons again, 222 Karen, Turnberry Towers. It is a private, gated, two high-rise. We're familiar with our property. So I was able to speak with Tyler. And I appreciate the information. I do have a lot of questions with regard to what an entitlement actually means, what it gives, and why it's being sought now before there's any plans or any, there's no designs, no concepts, no anything as to how it would be potentially incorporated for Turnberry. We are fully built out. We have no free property in terms of space. It is completely utilized. Now across from us, Westgate has this massive open parking lot. To the north of us is a massive open parking lot. Why us? Why here? Why? I get Hilton's right across the street. There's a station over in the parking lot, which is part of the Hilton / Westgate group. Put it across the street. So we have a lot of questions. We do not have any answers other than we want these entitlements. I don't know what that means at all. In the future, we have over 650 units that represents thousands and thousands of people. It's our security, it's our safety, it's our home. And we don't understand what this means. Yes, we have a computer in our lobby within the last month or two. The Vegas Loop has offered to have us set up accounts so that we can not use Uber, not use Lyft, not use a taxi. And we sign up, hey, we want to go to the airport. If you can, they can cut their car, comes to our, go through our gate, gets checked in, comes and picks us up just like a Uber. Yes, that's great, that's wonderful. But this is something completely different. This is going to be potentially one of those holes in the ground, access to the tunnel. So I have concerns. Any public access is no good. It's not why we bought this property. It's not why we keep this property. private. So we have a lot of questions. Don't know what entitlements mean for the future, but here to ask the questions.
Does Kelly want to answer the entitlement question?
I don't have that.
Yeah, I can.
I was gonna say, if you could speak to that, please.
Well, one thing I do want to say is the HOA did sign the entitlement forms. We didn't just put Turnberry on the map. We had to get approval from the HOA in order to put Turnberry on this map. So that's the first one. But I think all of your questions are very valid. I also you're the only person from Turnberry here, so we should do. What I was going to say to that is we should do an information session with the residents of Turnberry Towers to give you guys a little bit more background, and you certainly commit to doing that. In terms of what is the entitlement, simply this is step one of the process of us incorporating station into a property. If we can't get something entitled with, and this is how we've done this since day one, for us an entitlement is a dot on the map. This allows us to then go further in the conversations with a property owner to actually design out what does a station look like. And if we can't come to terms for what a station looks like, then we don't have a station there. There are still two key steps that happen after entitlement with any property, which is one, we have to sign a project agreement with them that allows us to actually construct the station. That requires a lot of design in order to make that work. Two, we have to get all the permits from Clark County Building Department and Clark County Public Works in order to construct the station. The entitlement is simply phase one, saying that the HOA is interested in sort of going through this process with us, which allows them to be able to put a dot on the map and allows us to really engage in more detailed station design conversations, which the HOA would presumably have to get approved by the residents before anything is signed and certain before construction starts.
I have another question.
Okay.
So with all these 13 new stations locations that are being requested, why are there no design? Why is there no information? Why is there nothing? You know that there's 13.
Mm-hmm.
You know where you want them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any information past that in terms of design or development or anything?
Yeah, this was the process that when we came here in 2019, we came here in 2019, we got the initial LBCC project entitled, and then we went for our first entitlement, which I think was for like 25 miles of tunnel and 50 stations, something like that. This is the process that the county sort of gave us, which was you add dots to the map for entitlements. This allows us to get station conversations going, permit processes started. But then prior to permit issuance, we have to have the station designs complete. So this is just the process that sort of Clark County Planning has prescribed for us, where you add dots to the map. That gets the process started. But like I said, there's a lot of work that goes from dot on map to permit to start of construction.
Thank you. That's it for public questions or comments at this point. You have a third one?
I think probably move forward with the board and have Tyler maybe sit down and talk to him out, because that otherwise it'll just keep
right. Okay. Does anybody from the board have any questions?
I have
a question.
Okay.
We'll start up there and we'll work our way across.
I have two questions. I am curious why you selected Turnberry as a stop, as if it's going to be a private stop. What was the thought process in deciding to do that?
Well, we really want, I think one criticism that we can get on the system is that it's kind of catered towards tourists.
Mm-hmm.
So we are like very incentivized to provide service to residents because we want this to be good for the people of Las Vegas. So that was a huge part of it. We actually do plan in the future to extend this map out to more residential areas like in Summerlin and in Henderson. But while this is kind of this is what we have entitled and what we're working towards, we want to get any resident along here involved to make this system better for locals.
So then my next question is, we say it was approved by you had to get approval by the HOA.
Yeah.
Was there any letters that, did anyone submit?
I checked all the letters and information that was on file 360. I didn't see anything of that nature, but you said you are speaking to the HOA?
Sorry, like the person who signed the entitlement form. I forget what the name of that form is. That was that had to come from the Turnberry Town of HOA.
But no one sent there. Did you get any cards back? What people are for or against? So nothing has come in. Okay.
Jennifer, did you get anything? Any cards? I didn't see any, but
we just got them last night.
No, I know, but
yeah, none were handed to me today.
And we're no calls, right? No calls.
No, those will normally get directed to the planner who's working the meeting, and I didn't receive anything prior to leaving.
So the
I forgot to have you hold, please, Jim.
So I kind of had a similar question to April. Like, so I understand you want to help residents, and I think that's great because, like, if there was a stop near my house, I can imagine walking down there, hopping on it, and going to the airport in 5 minutes. Sounds great. But I mean, how many residents does anyone know are in the towers? Like,
650.
So we have
650 units.
So 650 units. So let's say it's probably less than 4,000 people.
Uh-huh.
We could estimate.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems like a whole station for a very small segment of the population, and what percentage of those people don't already have cars and want to use the underground tunnels? It just seems like a strange idea.
Yeah.
Can you talk about more into the logistics of, well, we want to help all the residents. Well,
yeah.
I just don't see the.
We're not a charity, so like, it has to make sense for us. So I think one key point there is, when we build a station, it's not like a metro station. Like, a metro station would cost $50-100 million to build. So you would never build a dedicated metro stop just for an apartment building. It just wouldn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Our station can be the size of one parking space, so we can build them very inexpensively. And they can be extremely small footprint. So that's why, like, the ideal transportation system is literally every property has a stop, no matter how small the property is, and a stop would be tiny, like the size of one parking space. And you can go, like you said, from that stop, like, right out your front door to anywhere in the city in 9 minutes or less. Like, so that's the idea here. That this isn't like traditional transportation stop. This isn't like putting a bus stop inside of the residence. This could be as small as one parking stall that just kind of constantly circulates to service an apartment building of 650 units.
Okay, so would it be like comparable to having one space that's just for like DoorDash/deliveries only?
It'd be very similar to that.
Like, they take a space out front that's not handicapped and say, mm-hmm. This is our delivery person space, so delivery people can come in and drop off, and you have one space.
One space.
Is it comparable to that?
Yes, it'd be
comparable.
Are
there any building infrastructures or?
Does the tunnel
come up under the parking spot?
Yeah, it basically does. Like, if you think about it, you basically have ramps out of the tunnel, lands in a parking spot. People go to that parking spot, jump in a car.
So there's one parking spot in front of, in between the towers.
Yep.
There's a big tunnel here that connects to the whole web of tunnels.
Uh-huh.
It comes up under here, and there's a ramp, and then the car just pulls up here, person gets in, and then they go down.
Yep.
And there's no electronic system because everything is through the app.
Everything is through the app. When we say there's no electronic system, we will install like cameras at all of our stations. So there is like a power Ethernet switch that where our fiber that runs through the tunnel feeds each of the stations, because this whole network is like this one large fiber backbone. So there are some like data and electrical items.
But there's
at
not
the station,
like a gigantic kiosk like you'd see in a metro that's bright and noisy where people would queue to get in it.
No, and we'll have like at Turnberry Towers, we actually currently have I wouldn't say like a huge kiosk, it's kind of a sleek looking kiosk or computer.
The size of that. On a stand.
Monitor.
It's just
simple, sleek. Doesn't disturb people. Yeah. Yes.
So the stop will be only for the residents, right?
This stop, yes, that's correct.
So yeah. Like, if I live next door there, I can't walk over and hop on.
In the same way that you wouldn't be able to take an Uber into Turnberry Towers without a resident calling you in. It's the same concept.
But just to clarify, you already have a stop at Westgate, an existing stop.
Correct.
So
yes.
It's not, okay.
Yes, we have a stop at Westgate already.
So no one's going to walk from Westgate to the towers.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't think they would if the town, if Westgate's there.
I think so.
Yeah.
And then if this little project of yours doesn't work out like you guys think it's going to work out, my fear is that then there you're going to have that station not doing anything at all. Are you guys going to keep up with the maintenance and all the stuff that requires? Because your boss already has broke laws here when wasting stuff and whatnot. So my concern is that if they are the users, they say, yeah, open it. But then afterwards, they're like, you know what? Nobody's using this thing. You guys going to keep the maintenance going. Everything is going to remain, right?
If the system stops operating, there's a decommissioning plan in place where we return the property to its previous condition and we plug the tunnels. So this is a decommissioning plan we have in place as part of our franchise agreement with Clark County. That's the plug and tunnel portion. And then with every agreement, we work in decommissioning with that specific property owner to return the surface to the previous condition. But obviously, that's key in all of these agreements. With that, we have every intention of operating this thing through the franchise agreement and beyond.
Anybody from the board have any more questions? At this point, anybody want to make a motion? Can you get a motion from anybody?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Yeah.
County, are there any conditions we should consider, county people, if there's already a decommissioning plan in place? I mean, I'm assuming that's real. We've got a plan in case it doesn't work out, because I understand you don't want just a gigantic tunnel connected to your property that's
this
abandoned.
This has to go to the commission, too, so it's not.
Yeah, so it has to be decommissioned.
Or a suggestion.
Whatever condition you want to add, like if you want to have the decommissioning plan laid out for folks.
I think that's a good idea. Yep.
Yeah. Maybe, what if there's a condition that they meet with the residents and give them more information about it?
Before we do
that. Sure.
Go with
the person. Meeting a minute, is that what you're saying? Yeah. That's
I think you mentioned,
that's true.
Yeah.
That's already in plans.
That's the second one, so if you have another one. And then you just kind of just make the motion of one and two. So.
Okay.
So I'm just taking a quick note. So motion one would be a decommission plan. And then motion two would be a... what was motion two again?
Informational meeting.
Okay.
That way everyone has an opportunity. And you give them, like, I don't know, 6 weeks notice. We're going to be here, talk about it.
Yep.
Well, and I think something else, I know we brought up that the cards didn't come until last night. But because they have an HOA, do they know that these are dropped 2 weeks ahead of time on the county website? I don't know why someone from your HOA isn't looking at them.
Like pulling up every day to look and
no,
see?
No, it drops on the same day. It drops on the Tuesday before the meeting. So in some neighborhoods, there'll be someone whose job is to go and look at it so that because you guys have an HOA. And some of the neighbors...
HOA, but they have a lot of things going on. So I don't think they listen. They're pulling them every day.
You don't have to pull it every day. It's every 2 weeks.
Pertinent to our property.
We're still in the middle of the motion, so
yeah,
we
yeah,
can make the
okay,
otherwise
yeah. Sorry,
go
I just,
back and forth. You know,
oh, sure.
I'm trying to avoid that.
Yeah, I would like to add the conditions of they share basically just an informational meeting, and you tell them about the decommission plan, what the kiosk looks like. You should explain the whole thing so people aren't like, I get a card, I can't go tomorrow. So they just have more information about what's happening to their homes.
Would that just be for the residents of Turnberry Towers or for...
I would say just for the residents of Turnberry Towers because I don't think like the guests at Hilton need to give their input. Like if Hilton's good with it, it's Hilton. But this is people's home, so I hear the residents wanting, probably needing more information and time.
Okay, well, I'll start with the first motion is a decommission plan. All those in favor?
But I think it's just one motion.
For all the stuff.
The two ideas, and then two conditions.
Oh, one motion, two conditions, two motions.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Yes.
That was my misunderstanding.
Yes.
So, let me start over. Let me ask for a motion for a decommission plan. And
motion to approval with the conditions.
Approve these... the decommission plan and the informational meeting for the Turnberry residents.
I move to approve the plan with the conditions.
We'll do it one more time. So we motion to approve the item number three with the conditions that would be
so on, so on, so on.
Decommission plan and then an informational meeting.
Can you explain the decommission plan again? Are you just wanting that to be...
I just want them to have access to the information.
So...
This to me sounds like one condition.
I agree with you, just one informational meeting.
Okay, so one condition, so we should approve with the condition that the resident...
Have an informational meeting.
Informational meeting to discuss the decommission plan and then...
Maintenance and...
Whatever questions they have.
Are item three and four combined? Is that, we're voting on both items right now?
No, I think three and four is item
three.
Okay.
So three is Hilton and the towers.
Oh, okay.
So we need a motion to approve with the condition that there's an informational meeting to address the specific concerns of the residents of the towers.
Well put. There's our motion, thank you.
I move for that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to the fourth item on the agenda, which is UC-26-0383-BG Club 36 Master Association Use Permit for a monorail on approximately 80 acres in a CR commercial resort zone and a commercial general zone within the airport environs overlays. Generally located between Sahara Avenue and Tropicana Avenue and between Paradise Road and Las Vegas Boulevard, south within Paradise and Winchester.
That's also us. That it's
that's why
same,
I was
same
confused.
Same.
Oh.
That's why I was confused.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I thought it was the
same stuff.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
From, no, we just have two different use permits.
Okay, so tell us about the BG Club. Where is that? What's the BG Club?
No, it's just everything. It's not in the Winchester Town Advisory Township.
So the each use permit is subject to review here.
Okay.
And so the first one you talked about was for the land owned by Hilton Resorts Corporation. That was item three on the agenda.
Yeah.
Item four is owned by BG Club Master Association.
Okay. That's Turnberry.
Oh.
Right? Or no?
Yeah.
BG's Mike Hilton.
Oh, so BG was Hilton, just said.
First one is Hilton. Would it be
no,
easier
they're
to
all
not
the same people.
Amend their motion
three.
To combine three as four?
I got three of them.
Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
Aren't these the same thing
so
in
I
the same spot?
Right.
So you were right. I didn't read them as
the
same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's
a
different property.
It's
okay,
it's,
so it's the Hilton property and the tower property.
Now, the way that they named it, because since we added 16 total, 19, so we added 19 total stations to the existing alignment, and so it gets broken up into two separate agenda items, but it's the same general idea, which is basically everything in blue here, and blue and red is new. So same general idea, but this would be... like BG is these properties out here. It's also known as McCarran Village, just off the airport property. But it's right along our Tropicana alignment. So the idea is it's the exact same, item three and four, it's the same explanation.
Okay, so the BG Club is the little strip mall right by the
airport. Yeah, McCarran Village.
Okay.
Now, the amendment, right, amending the motion would then be to approve three and four together with the condition that meet with the residents of Turnberry Tower. But I think that's why you asked about the other residents, right? It was like McCarran Village, I think you said.
Yeah, could I provide context? So this,
yeah,
it's
please.
A weird land use application because it's not really a monorail, but that's what our code has, so that's what
right.
we use, right? The way that these were approved, you can see it on this exhibit here, use permit, there's one in 2020, and then another use permit in 2023, all part of the same system, but two separate applications. And so today, these are two separate applications, yes, because they're different owners, but also because they're amending two separately approved use permits. So one of the applications is amending the red line, one of the applications is amending the stations on the blue line. So it's the same overall system, same overall project broken into two applications.
But the second one does not have a residence attached to it, it's just a little commercial center.
I can reread the staff report. One second.
Mm-hmm.
It's called McCarran Village. Okay. Because I mean, if there's like a high rise there, they should have the same informational meeting. Or I don't know, a shop owner, you know.
I think
I mean, that second one that you just mentioned, is that more open to public? Like public can just walk in there and then get into the thing and.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a shopping center.
It's relatively the same.
It doesn't specifically say that there are residential properties in item 3 on the agenda. Item 4. It's also not specifically calling it out.
Oh, because this includes, see how many parcels this includes? It's not just one, it's like all of these.
So on his exhibit, Turnberry Towers is labeled in red, and so that is a menu use permit that begins in 2023.
The only thing I'm seeing is there's like a really large liquor store here.
So item 4 is the one with Turnberry Towers. Yeah.
Is that the 222 Karen Avenue?
222 Karen Avenue.
That does seem great. Can that motion that you guys did for item 3 apply to 3 and 4? Like, could we do a new one?
Mainly the motion
to 3 and 4
would be to approve 3 and 4. Right, and then
subject to the informational meeting.
With subject
Turnberry
to
Towers.
Information meeting to Turnberry Towers.
Would it need a new public comment opportunity?
Mm-hmm. I would think we could do that. Are there any public comments?
Oh, I see what you're saying, because this is 30.
Yeah.
Public comments on so
about the McCarran Village.
All I see is that they've asked for 13 new stations, which includes the one station proposed for our property at Karen. And then 9 new stations for the other one, which looks like Valley View, Pioneer, Las Vegas Boulevard, D. Martin Drive, and different sections of that. So I'm not sure exactly where that is, but those are 9 additional stations they're asking for, in addition to the 13 that Karen Avenue is part of. So I'm not sure exactly where that is, but it's 2 separate sections and a lot of stations.
I guess open to the board again. Any more questions?
No.
I don't have any questions. It's the same system, right?
Yeah.
Like a parking spot with a tunnel under it.
I guess with what she was asking, is there a way to pinpoint what's what?
All the new stations. Yeah, they're
is that
labeled differently here. So
okay.
Everything in blue and red is new. So this is Valley View here. So new station on Valley View. I guess 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stations on Valley View. 1 station on Dean Martin. 5 stations along Tropicana. 1 new station off University Center Drive. 1 station on Harmon. 4 stations on Flamingo. 1 station on Paradise. And then Turnberry and Grand Vacation, all along already entitled routes, meaning we have a franchise agreement that covers the routes, the tunnel routes beneath that public right of way.
Okay.
I have one more question.
I think we'll have to make the motion. Okay.
Sorry about that. Anybody care to make a motion?
I move to approve.
He's got to say the whole thing. Move to approve.
The whole thing.
Okay, I move. Okay, we're combining 3 and 4, and we're adding the motion for Turnberry Towers.
No, it would be motion to approve.
With the
condition.
I move to approve items 3 and 4 subject to the conditions that the residents of Turnberry Towers have an opportunity to participate in an information meeting.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Appreciate it. All right.
Right. That's okay.
Great.
Let's see, where are we in the agenda here? Concluded all the items. Moving forward with general business. Do we have any general business?
The only thing I wanted to mention was the Food and Groove. Winchester is going to have a Food and Groove where folks can come and pick up fresh groceries and food. That's going to be on the 5th and the 19th from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m.
August?
August, yep.
August 5th from what
date? Yeah. August 5th and the 19th at 8:30 a.m. here at Winchester. Fresh produce, fresh food for folks to come and pick up. So awesome.
Thanks for the general comments. Now moving on to the second portion of comments by the general public. Any comments from the general public?
You can now
speak about anything you want. General comments. Remember, ma'am, to stand and identify yourself for the record. Thank you.
It's all new to us. When we were approached by Vegas Loop, it was our understanding that they were offering to get us into the tunnel, pick us up like an Uber, and we had no information with regard to tunnels that were going to be on or near our property. So this is all new. This is all kind of sudden for us. We're trying to figure out what's going on. Next, does what they just got, what you guys recommended, be approved? Give them permission to tunnel right up under our property? Okay.
No, it gives them permission to meet with you and say, what do you want the station to look like? What are your thoughts on it?
She just makes her general comment.
I'm sorry.
We have questions, a lot of questions, and maybe we'll have fewer questions after the meeting. I don't know if that's going to be before August 19th when the commission meets. That's in 3 weeks. So we're going to have a bunch of people there objecting and saying we have questions that have not been answered. We don't have any information. Why are we on this map? All we said was we want a little computer that says, yes, you can pick us up like an Uber and get us into the tunnel and get us to the airport and back. What is going on? That's what we feel is like this is happening to us, not with us. So thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's see. No other public comments. The next meeting date is August 11th, 2026. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I took down a lot of your questions already.